welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MZ. My name is Matt M. My location is Western Greenwood County, and the interest promotion of amateur radio. This net is called at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. It's also via Echo Elite Node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate with the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal emergency traffic or announcements or bulletins from the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. In the roll call, I want to remind you when this is a direct in. All stations with without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please keep your call sign phonetically as always appreciated. Name, location, and city. Your intent to remain on the net for the right to you portion. Before we start with our check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with W4FCM, Fred TR, his wife Isla, N4IEI. K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, W2AMD, Andrew Sensiville, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, we got Kurt in Greenville, KM4BLH, KI4LZI, Andy up there in Table Rock, KB2BYQ, Dave in Apache, New York, K4OIM, Walt Edmond, K4OSH, Pat Malden, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy in Sensiville, and our husband Mark, W2MJB, both of our net controllers, and KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, KA5WLL, Reway and Taylors, KO4ZY X-ray, that's Daniel and Woodruff, W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher, KO4ZEW, Ben Sensiville, N4ASW, Tony Asheville, KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Appreciate everybody using the pre-net check-in function of the repeater. All right, we don't have any Echo Link stations, so we'll go to the RF portion tonight. Being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango Group Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. Please check in. Out of turn. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. It's KI4. KCX. Name is Jerry. We're still in Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Please give me for checking in. Out of turn.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, please welcome KI4KCX, that's Jerry in Gray Court. Appreciate you stopping by, Jerry. Hope you're doing well, and don't worry about being out of turn. Appreciate you stopping by this evening. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We're taking check-ins. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert. Back at the QT station at I-26 in Clinton. I'll be negative, but I'll be monitoring.
From KD4SRR, that's Robert at the QT station on I-26. Be careful out there on the mobile, Robert. Hope you're doing well and safe travels back to the QTH. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us through the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Control. This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray. This is Joe up here on a very stormy Mount Pisgah this evening. 73s to everybody on the net, and I hope you guys are staying cool with this heat wave. I'll be in and out this evening.
To the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please welcome KE0UU X-ray. That's Joe up there on the mountain. Appreciate you stopping by, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Got you checked in and out. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, you through Zed for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Control. Check in Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
I'm W4WOZ. That's Rod in the land of Waz. Appreciate you stopping by, Rod. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
In and out, Whiskey 4, Bravo, Mike Foxtrot, W4BMF. Name is Brian, and I'm located in Charlotte, and I'll be in and out tonight.
MC. Calling up tonight, please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
RMC. Mr. Matt and Annette, please check in, JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight, good evening to you and all on the net.
RMC. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Well, Kilo, Charlie 2, Delta, Quebec, Victor, Bob and Graycourt, negative and negative.
B2MC. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Charlie, Hotel, Yankee. K4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
The Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet would like to welcome W4BMF. That's Brian up there in Charlotte. Appreciate you stopping by, Brian. Hope you're doing well. So we got W4DJW, Dave and Greer, our net manager. We got KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller. And he brings on his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well and easily. Then we got N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. KC2BQV, that's Bob. Appreciate you stopping by, Bob. And Bob, I'm sorry, I didn't get your location. If you could please come back with it.
So, 2DQV, Bob and Graycourt, no traffic.
That's you and Graycourt. Appreciate you stopping by. And then we have KB4CHY, that's Keith and Seneca. Appreciate you stopping by, Keith. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KK4DMW Rick and his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope you are doing well in Piedmont. Go ahead, recheck.
This is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. And I don't know if I said Bravo or not. Over.
I got corrected. That could have been my fault. like I said, again, apologies, but appreciate the correction, sir. Again, hope you're doing well. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick and Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling in.
4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Winners team internet, life welcome. KO4HK, that's right, that's Patrick Penrose, appreciate you talking about Patrick. Then we got Mr. Gene and Taylor's W4FHJ. Appreciate you stopping by, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations echo through hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2 internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us in here through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or net control. MC.
Let's check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Nothing new to share, just mark me negative and negative.
See, the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KO4JKV. That's Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you talking about Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Motors Team Internet will fly down the next alphabetical group, which is the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Motors Team Internet. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Motors Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. WG4MC, the Motors Team Internet, looking for check-ins in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Motors Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH is also Campobello, and we'll be in and out tonight, Matt.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile MP Mod tonight. 73 to you and all in the net. Be negative, negative.
W4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, would like to welcome KO4NUE, that's Chad. He brings on his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. They're both our net controllers. Appreciate you stopping by, Chad. Please tell Anna we said hello. Hope you are doing well in Campobello. Then we got KO4NNH, that's Fred, mobile around in Piedmont. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred. Hope you're doing well. All right, we've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to that baby group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Tequila. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
G4MC. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
RON. Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
The Winners Team Internet, wife welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you talking about Chris. Then we have Mr. Ed and Brevard. WD8RON. Appreciate you talking about Ed. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David.
I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
From WT3M, that's Dave in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you talking about Dave. Hope you're doing well. Thanks, WG4C, now securing the phone portion of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We want to begin the ride chief portion, but we don't have anybody signed up. So we'll ask another round of check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody would like to stick around for ride chief, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
W4WOZ.
For WOZ, WG4C, go ahead, Rod.
And this is Rod. I'm from the land of Waz. And I don't know if exactly today, but I do believe today is Ray Allison's birthday. K4SUG. My old friend. And of course, he's silent key now, but for anyone who never met Ray Allison, you sure missed a real treat. Super guy, knew a little bit about everything, and didn't mind talking to you about it, and didn't mind asking a bunch of crazy questions. So, let's enjoy his birthday, W4WOZ.
WOZ, WG4C. Well, appreciate that, Rod, bringing that to our attention. Yeah, Mr. Ray certainly is going to be missed, and yeah, like I said, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention, and remember, Monday nights, check in. They're trying to get 100 each Monday night for the month of July in honor of Mr. Ray's birthday for the month of July, so give them a check-in. All right, WG4C, the Blue Dish 2-Meter Net, looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Dish 2-Meter Net, please call WG4MC or Net Control. WG4C, the Blue Dish 2-Meter Net, that long haul usually means we have everybody, so stand by just a minute and I'll send the net report. WG4C, with the Blue Dish 2-Meter Net, we would like to thank everybody for checking in this evening. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and good luck. WG4MC clear.
Paul IUM, this is KO4QLG. You're sounding pretty good. And you're sounding loud and clear right now. I noticed the power level was fluctuating a little bit. Don't understand that, but you were loud. Your mic gain actually might be a little bit high. Good and clear. A little bit quick than that. You actually must not have your automatic repeater shift on, because you're coming through a different frequency. That is correct. The automatic repeater shift explains a lot. That's why I was hearing you like I am. Yeah, I'll get it figured out. At KO4QOG, I'm clear.
KK4JBQ, KO4NUE. 4JBQ, KO4NUE.
KK4JBQ.
Hey, how are you tonight, sir?
Fine. I've just been out giving a late meal to one of my kitty cats out front, in this case. Kind of wait until she returned after being chased off by the downpour we had here this afternoon. They're getting to be a regular thing, sort of like monsoons.
Well, listen, if you got a couple of minutes, I'd wonder if you have some time to do a little bit of testing with me.
Okay.
I'm going to switch radios and I'm going to systematically drop wattage from 5 watts down to a quarter watt and request a signal report through each one. Over.
4JBQ, KO4NUE, 5 watts. Over.
Sounds real good.
4JBQ, KO4NUE, 2.5 watts. Over.
It's the same. It's kind of curious. You have just a little bit of sizzle in the background, but not bad at all. I can hear you just fine.
K4JBQ, KO4NUE, half a watt. Over.
That's amazing. It is different, but it's a test for my ears, I'll tell you. KK4JPQ.
Is it trashy? What's going on with it?
5 watts, it was a little punchy, you know? It was full-bodied and a little punchy. Now it's thinner with a little more hiss, but perfectly copyable. Just perfect.
Okay, stand by. I'm gonna switch antennas and try again. Over.
Antennas.
JBQ, KO4NUE, half a watt.
That is noticeably a weaker signal, but still copyable.
I can't go any lower. Lower as my radio goes, so I might trying to figure out how I have spent all this money on these radios and a $60 Handy is doing the same thing.
Know what they say? It's 2/3 antenna and 1/3 radio. Transmit, it's still copyable. There's noticeably some background noise, but still copyable.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I've been considering dealing with this, coax damage, messing with it today and just trying to figure out what I'm on, whether I'm going to try to live with this or not. It's just bothering me just a little bit. I just need to get away from it for a while.
Test of how well the radio is performing is, of course, utilizing some of the fancy bells and whistles that a really good radio will provide. Compression and audio gain. Some of the controls that are missing on most HTs. I don't know what you didn't specify what HT, but with less wattage and a little bit of shaping of your audio would be a better signal on a, as you put it, a high-dollar radio. But as far as communicating, this is just fine. And certainly at 2 watts, I think that was one of your choices, it wasn't much different than half of that. Each time you reduce power by half, you're losing 3 dB of signal. With the repeater between you and me taking up, most of the work, it's not really a fair test, radio to radio. Something that was more along the lines of station to station would show up much different. I don't know if I said that. Do you understand that, KK4JBQ?
I
I certainly understand that, but what I'm saying is that if I put garbage into the repeater, it's going to put out what I put in, you know, to an extent. But I just, you know, just trying to figure out what I'm handing off to the repeater.
Repeater work, this is marvelous. It really is. And if it is an HT that's being powered by a battery, this would certainly save battery power, the lower wattage. So that's sort of what their design is intended to do. A radio capable of much more has design considerations that don't enter in with an HT. I've done nothing but repeater work for, well, most of my career in amateur radio. But as we've proven, in a pinch, when it's necessary, an HT can serve. Not the best thing in the world, but it can serve. KK4JBQ. So tell me what discipline has KC endured?
No discipline. I mean, I wouldn't do anything to him, you know. I just kind of held the coax up and asked him a couple of questions. That's about it. But he definitely changed my station a little bit. And I don't know whether I want to replace this whole line or what I want to do. It's just, you know, I don't know. I had my station exactly, pretty much. I couldn't have asked for anything any better. I mean, I had it exactly pretty much where I wanted. And I gotta be, you know, just straight up and honest with you and say I had no idea, you know, 10 feet of coax, you know, cutting 10 feet of coax out would change things that much. So I'm going to say I'm off the harmonics is what I'm figuring at this point.
Well, that may be true. But since you're using that coax with all the radios, or the coax that was damaged involved connections with the other radios, you might want to, and I can't help with HT, or with HF, but you might want to check that out. There may be a slight improvement when you go lower in frequency. Who knows? Yeah, I'm proud that you were able to put something together that pleased you that much, and this is, not even a half a notch of loss. I can't imagine. The proof is there, you know. On 2 meters, the proof is there. Yeah, not much degradation at all. But try it on HF. Do you have a regular check-in, a regular net that you visit, or anything like that?
KO4NUE, but the HF is on a different feed line, and it was not as exposed as the 2 meter. He, you know, that's the one he grabbed, and you know, got mutilated a little bit. But what has changed is on the beam with the feed line before he chewed it up. According to my analyzer and the radio, now the radio and the analyzer give slightly two different SWR readings. But I'd have to gamble and say the radio's off because it's, you know, just not calibrated as well as an analyzer is, I'd say. But before he got a hold of it on the beam, I had SWR of 1.2:1. And now I've got about 1.8:1. And which is not bad, but when you get up to the higher power levels, you can, you know, I'm losing, looks like, about 40 watts. And I know, you know, that might not be worth crying over, but it's, you know, it's not what I had.
Now, that is a significant loss at higher power. I don't know. I think perhaps putting it back the way you had it is going to be the only thing that will satisfy you. Now, when do you accomplish that? Do you do that now when the weather is pretty iffy right now? You could determine that you're going to make a change, and the target will be better than it was. And that's capable. I mean, it's capable of getting it better than 1.2. It's a lot of juggling, perhaps, and a lot of finesse. But you can hold that out there as a target and accomplish that. Pick your time. This is probably not the best time. At 3:15 this afternoon was not the time to be outside for man or beast. KK4JBQ.
We've got a tin roof. You ever heard the saying, cat on a hot tin roof? And it just, you know, reflects all that heat back in your face. But, I mean, I don't mind the work. It's just, I just gotta get under the crawl space, and you know how I am with spiders. I look at that 40 watts, and then I see a big spider in my head, so that's kind of deterring me a little bit.
I feel sort of the same way, a little spooked by spiders if I'm not aware of them, and they suddenly come into view. There are insect repellents that work on spiders. Get them a lot of places. Whenever I go out to feed, mosquitoes are bad around here in the summer. With all this humidity and the heat, mosquitoes just eat me up. And I use cutters, skinsations or something like that. Intended to be a mosquito repellent, but not just that. Now, there are repellents that work on, it starts with a P. I can't remember what the chemical name is for it. You probably heard it, probably familiar with it, but it'll repel mosquitoes and spiders and ticks. You may even have some of this stuff around. I'd lather up in that and just charge on.
I'll think about it. I got some things I gotta do this weekend, so I'll just get away from it for a while and, you know, see what I can do with it later on, I guess. But I gotta sit down and figure out exactly how to figure what length of coax I need. Because when I installed the original run, I ran it and, you know, coiled up about 10 feet extra. Didn't think anything about it. But this has been a pretty good lesson, I guess, because now I can see, you know, what that 10 or 12 feet is costing me, because I'm trying to look at the ends of it, and I don't know whether he ate some of it or it's just somewhere else in the house. I don't exactly know, but there's a fair amount of it missing that I can't find. And I, you know, been keeping an eye on him, and I've been, you know, following him around in the yard in the mornings. I hadn't seen anything that's, you know, troublesome. I suspect he's probably got it tucked in between the couch cushions in there. He likes to tuck things in there to hide them from me, so I hadn't looked in there yet, but I'll go look and see.
And the immediate concerns for things, I'd be concerned about his gut. I know how you love to get the dog, and I might have his intestines x-rayed. That would certainly show up as something that don't belong. And there might be something that the vet could give him to help him pass it without much internal damage to his gut. Wow. Didn't know that you were missing a bunch of coax. But it probably will, most of it, show up. And the likelihood is that he wouldn't dare swallow the wire part. That would be most damaging. It was probably the jacket. Who knows? I've never chewed on that stuff. Maybe it's tasty.
When you look at it, that center conductor on LMR 400 is, it's just under an eighth of an inch. So you tell where he got it on, you know, on the back molars of his jaw. I mean, he was on it. And he clipped it like a pair of wire cutters. The jacket, the foil, the foam, and the actual, you know, copper itself. So, I don't know. I just still can't believe he got up underneath my table and just, you know, mercy, what was he thinking?
I can't imagine what he was thinking, but their teeth and the strength in their jaws in big dogs like that are exactly what they were designed for, to crush bone. And that's tougher than copper. Crush bone and get the marrow out, you know. So he's following instinct around some dangerous stuff. For years now, if any wire is exposed, especially power, I put it in a sheath. Just anything to discourage. It doesn't have to be, you know, made of metal or anything, but just to discourage chewing. I had a cat once that was, we had a loft in a place we lived in Tennessee, and the loft had outlets near the position of, let's say, an occasional table that you might have set a light on. So there wasn't a long run. We could set the table right there over that outlet and plug the lamp right into it. But he got in there and started chewing on that thing. And the next thing I heard, well, the first indication I had of where he was and what he was doing, was he was 3.5 feet off the ground. He bit into that wire, and, you know, all the hair stuck straight out, and it just threw him clear, you know. That was a 15-amp circuit. It's a good thing it threw him, because it would have killed him for sure. Imagine that in your wet mouth, you know, golly, Bill. And ever since then, I've been careful to run power and here in my little station, I run it in a channel, run all the wires in a channel that keeps it away from the cats who do prowl and, you know, but a dog has more power in their jaws for certain and perhaps a greater instinct to chew on LMR 400 for crying out loud. Yeah. So part of the redesign would be to make those things more secure, keep them bundled, and put a sheath of some kind around the whole thing. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to run it in a metal, not a conduit so much, but a wrapping of metal that might discourage it. Again, I don't know how sweet that might smell. You know, you smell of polyvinyl chloride, which is, I'm sure, what they've made the jacket out of. And it smells kind of sweet. KK4JVQ.
Or NUV. Well, at any rate, let's change the subject. I'll deal with this later, I guess. I just have got a little more tweaking done to it. So I'm thinking, let me hang around here just for a minute more. So I can either, I probably could get up and drop the antenna. It's on a tilt over, so it wouldn't be that hard to drop, but I could, you know, move my tuning stubs around a little bit and try to drop the SWR that way, and gain some of my power back. What do you think?
That attempt, of course, that attempt should be made. On the surface, it can't be obvious on the surface what actually has happened to throw your SWR off from where it was. Coax is not usually understood as being, good coax. Coax that has not had any water ingress. May be a matter of saliva, you know, from the dog chewing. He could have got it wet inside, and you wouldn't see that so much. It wouldn't be so obvious many hours. It could be many hours after the deed was done. But there could be some moisture down in there that's throwing things off. Do you have a short run from the back of the radio to, say, a lightning arrestor out just outside the house? I know that short run would involve, it would still involve getting under the house, yes. But if that would be quick and it would be inexpensive, and lather up with insect repellent. Would that be possible? Just replacing a short run? And, yeah.
The polyphaser is, it's at the halfway point from the radio to the edge of the house, and then from the polyphaser up to the antenna. So it's the equal distance run. It's just, yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe there might be a possibility I could cut the PL259 off, take the new coax, tape it real good to the old run, and just pull it through in one continuous run. I probably could do that. But I think this might be a good time to sit down and try to figure, you know, just take this as a learning lesson here and try to figure out exactly what's going on so that the next time I install coax, I know, you know, how much length I need to, where I need to be on length. That's probably going to be the better answer.
Good night, Debbie.
That's calling station. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. This is KE4NHW. Name is Michael, and I believe that's Larry on the other end. Been a long time, my friend. Two things I have been listening, two things I wanted to offer. As far as the wiring inside, you can get what's called racetrack or wire track. Usually a square channel. You put your wires in it, and it's got a lid that closes over it, so it's fully enclosed. You can mount it to walls, whatever you want to mount it to. Lowe's has it all day long. Home Depot has it all day long. So it's fairly cheap and, you know, easy to install. That might be a really good option for you. And one thing you may want to look into doing is isolating your feed line from the antenna system or the radio itself. If you're using coaxial feed line for your HF, use isolator balance on either end. That way the coax itself is not part of the radiating circuit. I keep all my coax isolated from the radio and isolated from the antenna. Isolator balun does really good. It's a 1-to-1, and I generally don't have any loss to speak of, so there's another idea for you, but I'm going to step outside. I'll try to get back in here in just a few minutes, but I got to go check on my son's dog real quick. I just wanted to throw that out there. 7-3s to both of you, and I'll be back in a few. KE4NHW.
Appreciate it. Good luck with the dog. I'm not having good luck with mine, so. All right, Larry. So let's talk about length for a minute, and how's the proper way to figure that?
First of all, I want to say hello to Michael. Been quite a while, perhaps 9, maybe 10 years since we spoke. Maybe 8. Good to hear you, Michael. Well, of course, the length of the run is going to have consequences with any coax. And you have, best I can recall, something like 70 feet of run. And there's going to be some loss. And you can use a little math, which will involve one factor that is, it's known for major brands of coax, major sizes of coax, the velocity factor. And that will give you greater accuracy in determining the loss over a long run. But you probably don't have damage on the long stretch. And if your purpose is to get back where you were, then perhaps what Michael brought up, an isolation transformer. Some people call them a 1-to-1 balun. But what it does is it isolates from your radio. It isolates anything bad. Because the primary winding on the transformer is on the radio side, of course. And it communicates, or just through a magnetic field, it affects the secondary, and it is a straight through, 1-to-1. Yeah, I was thinking that maybe that would be a good device to use if your polyphaser is halfway along the run. then something close, right outside the shack. You could add an additional grounding rod right there to mount it on. And you'll have a short run just to the outside before it takes the long run to the antenna. And any damage that occurs, you can do this fishing of one piece of wire and let it drag along the replacement. You know, just looking toward the future for anything like this that might happen again. I kind of like that idea. It's very little cost, and it would be an improvement to the station. That's a good idea. KK4JBQ.
So you're saying do that on the 2 meter side?
It'd work on all frequencies. A quality isolation transformer, LDG makes good ones. And you know, considering the quality of the rest of your station, I'd stick with a name brand like LDG. And you've got, I don't know, is it 3 or 4 coax that come in? I put one of those on every line. So my hockey puck was listening, and she said, "Violence is never the answer." Oh, goodness. I don't know what she heard me say. KK4JBQ.
Could be so bad right now, but I'm not.
Well, she's listening. I once thought, well, I once believed what they said about these things, and that was that they only listened when you spoke the wake word. In other words, they were sleeping until they heard, in this case, her name. But I don't believe that anymore. They listen to everything, which is a bit disturbing. Because we have them around the house. Donna has one upstairs in the office. She has one in the bedroom. And there's one here right beside me in the shack. They're handy. They're quite handy. But I think she listened to everything, and she mistook me to be, you know, a suicide risk, I think. Or that I meant something bad towards someone. And I don't, of course. But she starts off by saying, you know, she just interrupts, just jumps in and says, "Violence is never the answer."
For JJC.
Glory.
I have a station up in Augusta, Georgia. There, heard y'all talking. I'm going to say top of the evening to you there. This is WX4JJC, Justin.
JJC, KO4NUE, name is Chad, with KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. How are you tonight, sir?
Doing pretty good. Got some rain today. And got a little bit of water around the gulf here, so we're doing pretty good after being dry for so long.
Got some rain. We really haven't struggled here. I live in Campobello. We've had to water the tomatoes, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 times. But we're starting to get our first tomatoes off the vine, and I guess the skin's swelling and cracking where we've had not too much, not, you know, over abundance of water, but we just haven't struggled here.
And that's really, this is the first rain we've had in a good while out where I live at. And I'm thinking I'm coming through the Blue Ridge Mountain up on the upstate, correct?
Sorry, what was your question again? Is where the repeater is? Was that your question, sir?
I'm thinking I'm going through the Blue Ridge repeater up in the upstate, correct?
Yep, that would be correct.
Mighty fine
mean, we got a pretty good band opening. I'm actually hearing repeaters from up from where y'all at all the way down into near Columbia, the band opening. Well, gentlemen, I'll let y'all get on back to it. Thanks for stopping in with me there, and y'all have a good evening.
Nice talking to you, and you be safe. 73, Justin.